Will Democrats support Ted Cruz? It's March 7th, 2024, and these are your headlines. After Senator Ted Cruz won the Republican nomination officially this week, his campaign announced a new coalition to get Democrats to cross party lines and re-elect him into office. Democrats for Cruz will include Democrats across Texas who believe the Democrat Party's no longer working in their best interest. The coalition will instead work to get out the vote for Cruz in his re-election campaign as he faces off against Representative Colin Allred, who won the Democrat nomination for Senate earlier this week as well. The coalition will comprise of local sheriffs, former and current elected officials, small business owners, students, ranchers, and more who have voted Democrat in the past. Now, the coalition kicked off, releasing a video at launch featuring multiple lifelong Democrats explaining why they will be crossing party lines and voting for Cruz in the upcoming election. One of those was Presidio County Sheriff Danny Dominguez, an elected Democrat sheriff of 28 years, and was one of the elected officials featured in the video. He said he will be supporting Cruz because border security has gone out of control under Democrat leadership. Marty McVeigh, an Obama appointee and energy expert, also said he would be supporting Cruz because the U.S. needs a national energy policy for future generations. Now, Cruz's opponent, Colin Allred, said he'll be the senator to bring people together, saying that Ted Cruz has had 12 years of pitting us against each other. It's time we had a senator who will bring us together. But despite Allred claiming that he will unite Texans, he has come under fire in the recent past now for far-left remarks about the border wall and the Second Amendment, for example. The general election is slated for November 5th. With State Representative Justin Holland failing to earn the support of a majority of Republican voters in the primary election this week, Governor Greg Abbott is endorsing his opponent in the upcoming runoff. Justin Holland, who's a Republican from Heath, received 38.8% of the vote in Tuesday's election, well short of the majority needed to win the nomination. Former Trump campaign spokesperson Katrina Pearson earned even more votes, taking top place with 39.4%. So the two will be in a runoff election now. And while Abbott had stayed out of the race in the primary, he endorsed some of the other Republicans who, like Holland, joined with Democrats to kill school choice, which is his top legislative priority. With this race headed into overtime, however, Abbott has gotten off the sidelines to lend his support to Pearson. He said Katrina Pearson is a proven, battle-tested conservative who will never stop fighting for the conservative values that help make Texas the land of freedom and opportunity. He went on to say, "I know Katrina will work with me to secure our border and put Texas on a pathway to eliminate property taxes for all Texans. I am proud to support Katrina, who stands with the majority of Texans in supporting education freedom for every Texas family. I urge Texans in House District 33 to join me." Now, Pearson responded by thanking the governor for his support, adding that she looks forward to working with him to stop the invasion, phase out property taxes, and empower Texas parents with education freedom. Abbott was quickly followed in his endorsement by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, after already having earned the support of Attorney General Ken Paxton and Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like daily headlines, the Luke Mesia Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
Well, lastly, in case you missed it this week, a pretty big story out of Texas's largest county, where Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg lost to challenger Sean Teer by nearly 50 points in the Democrat primary election. Kim Ogg had served as the DA since 2017 after beating Republican Devin Anderson. She first ran on a platform of reforming the county's criminal justice system, increasing diversion programs, focusing on violent offenders, and reforming cash bail. But her critics said she had not fulfilled that. Her primary was strenuous throughout. In December, the Harris County Democrat Party precinct chairs voted to reprimand her in a resolution saying that she had abused the power of her office to pursue personal vendettas against her political opponents, sided with Republicans to advance their extremist agenda and stood in the way of fixing the broken criminal justice system. Oh yeah, and liberal billionaire George Soros? Well, he poured millions into Tyr's campaign. Tyr will now face Republican nominee Dan Simons for the position in November. Dan Simons is a former Harris County prosecutor who has tried misdemeanor and felony jury trials and claims a conviction rate of 84%. Since leaving the DA's office in 2017, he's worked as a criminal defense attorney. Along with Ogg, many of Harris County's Democrat incumbent judges lost to their challengers after a coordinated campaign to unseat them this week. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.